Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
All right, let's get to the final game. This is a beauty. This is an Easter Monday game that's become very traditional now. The Eels, what do they do? Blaisdell Lungi is into the 5-8 position after Mitchell Moses is out with that fractured winger. Mike Acevo comes in. Bailey Simonson left in the reserve. So after he was out with concussion in round three. West Tigers make one change. Alex Twohill ruled out with concussion. Asu Kepa'oa comes onto the bench. And Jaden Sullivan coming off the bench still. Aiden Caesar and Lockie Galvin in the halves. Now, both last start winners. Be very interested in this market, Tristan.
Yeah, it's been a big move, and that's obviously on the back of Mitch Moses being out for an extended period now. It opened at 12.5, this line. It's now $1.48, the Eels, $2.65, the Tigers, 6.5 is the current line. So it's moved by 6 points, 45.5 the total points, a little bit short of the overs, but certainly a lot tighter than what it opened for obvious reasons, and then the Tigers full of confidence after their big win in what's the general rivalry on an Easter Monday.
I found the Eels really difficult to try and get an accurate feel and rating on through the last couple of weeks, but I like that win. I thought it was there had a lot of merit and some quality to it. I do like the look of that Blaze Talangi, Jimmy, and they say that he played a lot of football in the halves as he came through the junior reps, and to expect him to actually handle six very well. I think Dylan Brown's been very good in recent weeks. Really interesting watch here is that these two teams are at the top of the table in offloads. And so that's one thing that was working for the Tigers last week. I guess my question mark there is, as good as it was to see them win, was how bad were the Sharks? Did that inflate that? We'll know more about that this Monday. I was probably a little bit wider than the market. I'm impressed with the attitude and the way that the Eels are playing, especially through the middle and then what they can then do off the back of their halves. Nice watch to see how the Tigers aim up here. And Tristan's right. They do normally play very well against each other. Big factor is it's at CommBank Stadium, though, because Parramatta, like the Roosters at Moore Park, do grow a leg at that home ground.
Yeah, interesting. This was always at out there on Easter Monday out at a course stadium. You get the crowd coming over from the Easter show, but I guess they're going to have to travel down the road to get to CommBank Stadium. I'm prepared to... Mitchell Moses is a very good player. Like, I think he was the leading candidate for the New South Wales number six job, if you look at all the other candidates and the way that they played. However, I think his absence means Dylan Brown becomes more involved in this team. And as a result of that, I agree with you, Jared. I think he's been really good, dangerous. His ball running alone has been dangerous. But add to that some ball playing with Big Sean Lane on the outside of him and getting across to the other side of the field. So I think he can create a few problems here. And that second phase play, I know Bryce Cartwright was doing it really well, but that second phase play, and whether he plays or not, Cartwright, I think can cause a lot of problems here for the West Tigers. So I tend to agree with you. I think their performance, certainly the magnitude of their victory, is a reflection more on the Sharks than on the Tigers. Appy Coruscant was superb. Jareem Buller, leave him there for a decade if you want. Really good. They've still got lots of areas of their game that they need to fix up. I feel the Eels are much more advanced, even in the absence of Moses. So I'll go Eels -6.5. So the question was raised during the week. Given that Mitch Moses won't be there flapping his arms very early on in the game at the referee, who is it that's going to do that? Do you get Gutho to do it twice as much, or will Dylan Brown have to fill that role as well? So that's something to keep an eye on.